Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. So today I want to talk to you about sleep and personal effectiveness. So we've spoken about sleep before. There's nothing new about sleep. You're probably going to sit there thinking, Amrit, you're going to tell me I need more sleep. But I want to provide some context here. There was some research that came out. A colleague of mine in our team shared some research with me from the University of Bern. And in this research, researchers found that our brains work in a way of triaging emotions. So when we're sleeping at night, during dream sleep, the brain works to consolidate those positive emotions that we experience whilst dampening those negative ones. So have you noticed that when you are stressed and you sleep on it, everything seems a bit different the next day? Well, it turns out there's science behind it. Our brains are consolidating those positive emotions. It's almost a survival mechanism so that we're not then getting stressed and anxious, but actually our brain is filtering those good emotions versus those bad emotions. Now, often when we hear about leaders, we hear about how certainly those ones who are out there have done amazing things in the world, surviving on 3 hours sleep every night. I have to say, I struggle, and I find myself, whether it's old age or not, I don't know, but I'm finding myself struggling to function on less sleep. I'm finding that I need more sleep to be more effective. And I also find when I'm stressed and when I'm really up against it, I need more sleep than ever before. And there is nothing in the world that can help me move forward than a nap or something. I just need to take time out. Again, it's almost my brain's way of saying, stop. Just stop everything you're doing and take a breath. Have you noticed that when you are stressed, you suddenly feel more tired and exhausted? And that might be the stress that's leading to the exhaustion. But I've almost found that listening to our bodies at that time, going along with it, it's almost like our bodies have evolved in that way to say, you're stressed, you're exhausted, rest. And I wonder if that the research that's come out from the University of Bern is all about consolidating those positive emotions whilst we're sleeping in that sort of dream state in the REM sleep, are consolidating those positive emotions and eliminating or certainly minimizing the impact of those negative ones so that we can be more effective the next day. I came across a couple of quotes which you'd expect for me to share, but there's one by Thomas Dekker, which is, sleep is the golden chain that ties health and our bodies together. Now, you know, functioning on 3 hours sleep a night cannot be good for your health. It cannot mean that we're effective or good at what we do. There's another one by Tom Roth. Sleep is an investment in the energy you need to be effective tomorrow. Now, for some of you, I might have shared some of the research I came across. I love Russell's work in the taxonomy of work-related well-being. If you haven't seen it, I'd urge you to go and have a look. And I use that as a model for employee engagement. But Russell has gone on to share some further work about our core affect, is what he calls it. And it's almost the lens through which we see the world. It's a measure of our internal state, the degree to how pleasant or unpleasant we're feeling. And then the degree of energy, high energy, low energy, activation. And taking that into account, it dictates the lens through which we see the world. If we're overly positive and optimistic, it's, you know, because we're feeling pleasant, we're energized, versus imagine not getting enough sleep or feeling in pain, you'd feel unpleasant and de-energized. So we bring a negative lens to the world. And again, it just makes you wonder whether in those states, the importance of sleep in influencing our core effect, the lens through which we see the world, and enhancing those positive emotions, minimizing those negative ones. Now, I don't often hear about it anymore, but you know, there was this movement of enjoying daytime naps, and it'd be horrifying. You know, we're focused on 4-day working weeks and being effective at work, but I'm yet to see an organization that truly has embraced allowing napping at work. And that might go against anything you might think about productivity, but just imagine if colleagues, employees were allowed to nap at work, not out of sympathy or empathy, but actually to say, if you want to be more effective, of course, take a nap. 20 minutes, power nap. Now, there are some people out there who think who say that they would never be able to, just conditioning, I guess. But for those who could, imagine the difference it could make to productivity. Now, if you combine all of this research with also the stuff we know about the circadian rhythm, the natural 24-hour cycle with which our bodies work, the rhythm, you know, the typical times we wake up in the day and go to bed at night, and those peak attention levels when we have those peak moments, typically around 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. And then, you know, we have that dip between 1 and 4. And then we have another peak of attention between 4 and 6, typically. And then another one to late night, 11 o'clock, which is when we suddenly become wired. If we take all of this into account, the fact that our brains are consolidating positive emotions, reducing the negative ones, the 24-hour cycle, napping during the afternoon, combine all of that together. If we want to think about productivity, often the UK is the attention of the productivity puzzle. Out of the G7 countries, we are identified as having the lowest productivity. And it raises questions then about a four-day working week. Would that really add value if we're not working effectively anyway? But imagine the difference it could make to just having, allowing even naps at work, where you could just go off and have a nap for 20 minutes, a quiet room, wherever you want to go, the difference it could make to recharge us. Now, you might think, and there'll be leaders out there and CEOs out there who think, I'm not paying for people to have a nap. Do you know what? They might be having it anyway. Now that we're working hybrid working or remote working, they might be doing it anyway. So let's embrace it. Let's embrace the fact that our bodies are wired in this way, our bodies work in this way. So let's try and improve productivity in this way. There's another quote I really like, which is from the Dalai Lama. And he says, sleep is the best meditation. And I certainly think taking time out to just allow your brain to consolidate, to make sense of the world around us. It's a bit like, you know, when we go on holiday, before we go, we're stressed out, we're uptight, and the work seems unending. You just think, I can't wait to get out of this treacle. And then when we come back from holiday, the same treacle, the same noise, the same work is still there. It's just we're in a far better state to deal with it. And a lot of the time, we need to think about how can we recreate those states, those moments, to recharge and refresh. And that comes down to leadership, leading the way, showing people that behaviors like taking time out to reflect and think and sleep even is okay, because it's the only way we can be effective at work. So that's my summary today about sleep. Following the back of last week's mental health awareness week, I really think we need to continue our focus to say, how can we be personally effective? How can each one of us become even better than we are currently? And, you know, we know sleep is massive in terms of helping us be the best we can be. The lens with which we see the world through is hugely impacted by sleep or lack of. We can get grouchy, grumpy, low energy. And when we've had sleep, the world seems like a wonderful place, you know, butterflies and rainbows. We've all experienced it, but yet despite that, we seem to be unwilling to make changes at work to truly drive effective behaviors and sustainable behaviors. So what are you going to do? How are you going to look after your sleep? What are you done? What have you done that's really been impactful? And how do you make the most of sleep, knowing that they can have an impact on those negative emotions and those positive ones too? Really enhancing them. So look, that's all for me today. Think about the sleep and this research that came out from the University of Bern and the University Hospital of Bern, identifying how the brain triages emotions during dream sleep to consolidate the storage of positive emotions whilst dampening the consolidation of negative ones, having a huge impact on mental health and really making us think about the importance of sleep in another way. That's all from me today. Join me again next week. More thoughts and views on employee engagement, culture development, leadership development, and everything else in between. Thanks very much. Take care, and I'll see you soon.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.